It's been nearly 3 months since the shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. And while the event itself has largely faded from the headlines, recovery remains a daily presence in the lives of the 24 people who were shot and survived. Several still carry the bullets from that day and are grappling with their wounds both physically and emotionally. For our series, The Injured, KCUR's Peggy Lowe reports that medical guidelines aren't exactly clear about what to do with the bullets.
Sarai Holguin isn't much of a Chiefs fan, but she did know a spot that was sure to have a clear view of the players outside Kansas City's Union Station. The parade day was sunny, warm for Valentine's Day. Parents were pushing strollers, kids tossing footballs. She felt safe until just before 2 o'clock.
Cuando terminó el show, empezamos a oír los balazos.
Through an interpreter, the 71-year-old Holguin says she heard what she thought were fireworks as the Chiefs players left the stage. The crowd turned, people ran, she felt dizzy, she fell to the ground. A stranger took off his shirt and put a tourniquet on her left leg.
Wow. You didn't even know that you got hit. Okay.
Usted ni siquiera sabía que le habían metido un balazo.
No. Wow. Okay.
Holguin says she was taken to a nearby first aid station. She was hit near her knee. Paramedics put on another tourniquet, and she was rushed to the hospital where she quickly had surgery.
Did they get the bullet out of your knee?
No, la tengo. Voy a vivir con ella.
No, she says. I'm going to live with her for the rest of my life.
How do you feel about that?
Ya me hice amiga de ella para que no me mal.
We became friends.
so that she doesn't do any bad to me anymore.
Some people with bullets still in their bodies find a way to live with them psychically, says Dr. L.J. Punch. He's a former trauma surgeon and founder of the Bullet-Related Injury Clinic in St. Louis.
If you're able to make a story around what that means for that bullet to be in your body, that gives you power, that gives you agency and choice.
You might assume that people who've been shot have the bullets removed, but it's common practice in the U.S. to leave them in, at least at first.
Trauma care is war medicine.
Again, Dr. Punch.
It is set to be ready at any moment and any time every day to save a life. It is not equipped to take care of the healing that needs to come after.
One survey of trauma surgeons from 2016 found that only about 15% of them worked at an institution that had policies on removing bullets. The most common reasons surgeons gave for taking them out was a patient's pain, a palpable bullet lodged near the skin, or an infection. Far less common is consideration of a patient's mental health conditions, like post-traumatic stress disorder and anxiety. Dr. Brendan Campbell, a pediatric surgeon at Connecticut Children's, says surgeons do remove bullets if they encounter them or if the bullet poses a serious risk. But when a patient is in surgery after a shooting, those patients are often getting life-saving care, like controlling bleeding.
So you're not going to prolong an emergency operation to look for a bullet that is not causing a problem for the patient.
Bullets can be hard to find. Retrieving them can cause further harm. The more time a patient spends in the operating room, the sicker they could get. Those are all reasons why leaving bullets in bodies often makes sense to a surgeon. But to a patient?
I get it, but I don't like that.
James Lemons was also shot at the Chiefs victory parade.
I got hit in my upper part of my thigh. Here, like I said, I don't care. I'll show you. No problem.
The 39-year-old wore shorts under his jeans so he could show the scar from his wound. I was surprised to see how healed it looked.
It's small. Yeah. And the bullet's still in there.
Yes, ma'am.
It's lodged in his muscle. It got close to his arteries, he says. He thinks most people in his situation would want it out.
If there's a way to get it out and it's safely take it out, get it out of the person. You know what I mean? Make that person feel more secure about themselves and you're not walking around with that memory in you.
Initially, he was told his bullet would be left in unless it became a problem. It became a problem. It's painful, and it's keeping him from going back to his warehouse job.
I had so much nerve damage and everything, and I told him, I said, I can't work like this. I was like, I got to lift 100 pounds every night. I was like, I got to lift my child. I said, I can't work like this.
Without work, his health insurance lapsed. And soon after the parade, his family was forced to move when their rental home was sold out from under them. We're talking in his 5-year-old daughter's pink bedroom, the space with the fewest moving boxes. It's all dug his family into a financial hole. But he did find a surgeon who's going to remove the bullet.
Why does he want to take it out?
I think because I asked. I don't know. Like, you know what I mean?
Because you wanted out.
I think that's the truth of the matter. That I went and I asked him, and he was like, yeah, I can get it out. You know what I mean? No problem. You know what I mean? Just make you feel comfortable. Yeah. And that means a lot.
Feeling comfortable is also important to Sarai Holguin, the 71-year-old who was shot in the leg. She pulls out her phone to show me photos of the wound. It's finally starting to heal with the help of a small machine she wears like a purse.
En esta foto es donde me ponen la máquina. So this is where she has the machine on.
I see, it's a wound vac, yeah.
She's had two additional surgeries because the wound kept getting infected. It still hurts, but she no longer takes pain meds.
El pie lo tengo en trauma.
Her foot dangles like it had a stroke, she says. She uses a walker and needs help to do the most basic house chores. Going back to work is out of the question. Even so, she's optimistic.
Me siento bien. He procesado.
She feels good, she says. She's processing this new chapter of life. I have never given up, she says, and I will move on with God's help. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Peggy Lowe.
KCUR's series The Injured is being produced with our partner KFF Health News and reporter Bram Zabel-Smith.